The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeg. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Well, good morning, everybody, and it's the calm after the storm. It's been a stormy week this week, and it's a good time to talk about memory and brain health and how to reverse memory decline and improve our aging years so that we feel better and fit and fabulous. When we look at some of the statistics in regards to Alzheimer's and dementia, it's pretty scary. I mean, if we look at the fact that of those that hit age 65, that 15% of us over the age of 65 will have Alzheimer's or develop Alzheimer's or have Alzheimer's today. Alzheimer's is basically unheard of in countries like India. So there's obviously a connection to the foods we eat and our environment that are contributing to these high rates of Alzheimer's and dementia. And when we look at memory decline in general, because dementia, which is what we are generally diagnosed with first, involves memory decline and changes in cognition and behavior. And that can happen years and years and years before somebody actually starts to develop the true symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So when we look at what can we do, because the ultimate is what's causing all of these problems, why are we seeing such dramatic decline in memory, and how can we fix it? That's really what it comes down to. And thankfully, there is some great research being done today in regards to nutrients that can boost our brain power and improve memory and cognition and general function. And there is also a lot of research being done in foods and certain diseases that are linked to these conditions as well. I have a lot of emails this morning because this topic obviously is an important one. And Margaret emailed that her mother has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease after years of memory decline. She's now taking Razadyne. What else can she do? So Razadyne is a cholinesterase inhibitor prescription drug. It's used for mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. And in some people, these drugs can help delay or prevent symptoms from becoming worse. Overall, in general, when you look at the research, the Alzheimer's drugs and medications are not that outstanding in regards to their ability to put these diseases into remission, and we generally start to see this slow decline as a result. But I still think it's important because I have a lot of people who've emailed that cannot get their parents to go to see the physician to be evaluated, that anyone who's got any kind of memory decline, even if you're 48, you need to get in there and have some type of diagnosis and some tests done, because it could be something completely different. And so in regards to what Margaret can do for her mother, who is already on medications, because some of the nutrients have actually been researched along with these medications for memory decline and Alzheimer's. One of those in particular is acetyl L-carnitine, which is a fantastic memory booster nutrient that has extensive research showing it can protect brain cells, restore flagging energy, stimulate brain cells, prompting them to grow new connections. benefits, and that's very important. But where acetyl L-carnitine has really been exciting is in the prevention and treatment of dementia and Alzheimer's. So they've actually used acetyl L-carnitine along with the drugs that your mother is on, Margaret, the acetylcholine esterase inhibitors, and they saw a 50% improvement when the combination of acetyl L-carnitine was used along with the medications over people who just used the medications alone. And the dose that they used for acetyl L-carnitine was 500 milligrams. Acetyl L-carnitine and L-carnitine are very different nutrients, so make sure you get the acetyl form. When you take L-carnitine in your body, it is converted into acetyl L-carnitine. And some people can do that effectively. People with memory decline problems tend to not be able to convert L-carnitine to acetyl L-carnitine. And so it's more important that they take the reduced form, the acetyl L-carnitine, over the L-carnitine. Furthermore, it's always a good idea that if there is research using a particular form of a nutrient, that that's the one that we take. So acetyl L-carnitine is quite an exciting nutrient considering our aging population. And this is truly the first time in history that we have more people over the age of 50 than under the age of 50. So this is the first time in history we have this dramatically aging population. We also have an epidemic of diabetes, and I'll talk a bit about that later and how that's linked to memory decline. And of course, we're just eating foods that are nutrient deficient. And if we continue to eat these foods that are processed and nutrient deficient, we're going to see an increase, a further increase in things such as Alzheimer's, memory decline, and other problems associated with cognition. Mike emailed because his dad is repeating stories over and over in the same conversations, and he can't get him to go to the doctor and is wondering if there's anything he can do at home. Absolutely. We have really exciting nutrients. So acetyl L-carnitine is only one of the nutrients that has clinical studies in patients who already have Alzheimer's disease. And then we have other nutrients as well, things like blueberry extract, which when they fed blueberry extract to old rats that had forgotten how to run the maze, the old rats were able to run the maze just as well, if not better, than the young rats after they gave them blueberries. So blueberries definitely are something that we should be adding to the diet of anybody who's having memory decline. Another food that has shown excellent promise in regards to improving memory and overall cognition is coconut butter. Now, coconut butter comes in two forms. It comes as a butter when it's cold, and it comes as an oil when it's warm. Look for organic coconut butter. My favorite coconut product is Omega Nutrition's, and they have two forms. I like their organic first-pressed coconut butter. It's absolutely delicious. But they've done research showing that fat consumption, the right kind of fat consumption, can actually slow memory decline and improve memory loss in people who are already suffering, like your father, who's losing his memory and cognition. In those people, we want to make sure that they're consuming healthy fats. Unfortunately, today, we're consuming all the wrong fats. We're eating trans fats, processed fats, fried fats, all of the bad fats today, margarines, shortenings, lards, things that are really not good for us, processed corn oils and terribly highly processed oil. People are even taking good oils like olive oil and buying the light version, which is not a healthy form. So when we look at the fats that we have to consume for optimal brain health, it would be extra virgin olive oil, organic coconut butter. And those are the two that are really important. They were giving people 2 tablespoons of organic coconut butter per day. And you can put it in food, you can put it on toast. I personally like it so much I can just eat it right off of a spoon. But this is a food you want to incorporate into your daily diet to improve brain function. And you know, our brain is mostly fat. Really, we could call ourselves fatheads. and all of this low-fat, no-fat diets that is continually recommended by nutritionists is really not healthy for us. We need to consume the right kinds of fats to have a healthy brain. So Mike, just to reiterate, what you can do at home for your dad is make sure that he's now consuming the healthy fats. So get rid of all the bad fats and then add in extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter to his daily diet. Lots and lots of vegetables as well. If he's overweight, we need to get his weight down, because they actually found that in overweight individuals, that there's a lot of inflammation going on in the brain, and this affects a cell called the microglial cell. So it's important that we look at changing the diet and losing some weight also, and then incorporate the nutrients. And the first nutrient I talked about was acetyl L-carnitine, and that I cannot say enough about. If you want to prevent memory decline, you would take about 500 milligrams a day, but you can take up to 2,000 milligrams a day, which was used in the clinical studies, and there are many clinical studies using acetyl L-carnitine for memory decline, Alzheimer's, dementia, cognitive problems as well. And then look for eating lots of blueberries, and in the summertime I always freeze lots of them so that we have them throughout the winter, but you can buy them frozen in the grocery store as well. Eat lots and lots and lots of them. Blueberry shakes are a great thing to add to the diet of somebody who is suffering already from decline of their memory. Joe emailed as well that he's had a stroke, and the drugs that he was originally prescribed have such terrible side effects, he stopped taking them, but he knows that he needs something. And when we look at stroke in particular, we used to believe, and science used to believe, that once our brain neurons were damaged, that they could not be regenerated. That has now been proven false. We know that we can regenerate brain neurons, especially if we do it quickly after a stroke. And I hope that you weren't supposed to be taking some type of blood thinner. So if you were on a blood thinner, let's make sure that, you know, you go back to your doctor and talk about that, because it's not something that you should be halting. But hopefully that was not what you were on. And when we look at what nutrients we can take to rebuild and regenerate damaged neurons in the brain, acetyl L-carnitine is one of those, and I would take 2,000 milligrams a day if I had a stroke. A couple of other nutrients that have excellent research for people who've had strokes, one is GPC and the other is PS, and these are actually fantastic nutrients that work on regenerating brain function, and great research for recovery after stroke. Same with blueberry extract. So I'd be looking at taking the blueberry extract. Look for GPC and PS. PS is fairly expensive, so if you want to try the GPC and the acetyl L-carnitine and the blueberry extract first, that might be the way to go. You're going to incorporate these into your daily nutrient regime for the rest of your life. It's not something you're going to take for a couple of weeks and then stop. And then really, truly look at your diet and ask yourself why you had the stroke in the first place. Was it because you were overweight? Was it because you were under a tremendous amount of stress? And, you know, did you have underlying cardiovascular disease? Do you have diabetes? And if you have any of those conditions, then, of course, we want to make sure that we correct those so that you're not going to have another stroke, because the potential for another stroke is definitely there in somebody who has already had an initial stroke. And we know that smoking leads to strokes. We know that being overweight, high blood pressure is another factor. And if you had high blood pressure, we want to get that down. And one of the fastest ways to do that is to use something like magnesium bisglycinate, which is a fantastic quick treatment for lowering high blood pressure that works. And actually, in many people, it works better than the prescription drugs for high blood pressure without any of the side effects. And Joe, if you were like a lot of men, they hate the high blood pressure medications because they cause impotence. And so your alternative to that would be magnesium bisglycinate. I want to point out that there is a nutrient for pretty much every single symptom and problem that we have except for broken bones and heart attacks. So when we look at what we can do to improve our overall health, we have to set foot into a health food store and start to learn about the nutrients we can use that can truly reverse disease and provide us with optimal health. I also hope people visit my website at www.hormonehelp.com because at the website I have several free books under the book button, an A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, Get a Grip on Arthritis. Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution is also there. It's a great spot to come and ask me questions and ask all the staff that also answer questions on the Ask Lorna forum on the website. And make sure you listen to all of our podcasts of these radio shows because there are lots of them. We have them on every subject from tired of being tired to, you know, understanding everything you need to know about your hormones and much, much more. We have so many people now that have emailed, and I promise you during this show we'll get back to all of your questions over the next little bit. We're going to take a break now.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
Oh, goodness. We have so many people emailing. It's unbelievable. We do have a 1-800 number as well, so you can call into the show as well and ask questions directly. I know that a lot of people are shy about doing that. Marlise emailed to ask if there is a connection to diabetes and all of this memory decline. And absolutely there is. That we actually think there's a new form of diabetes called diabetes type 3. And diabetes type 1 is the type that we generally see in children. Diabetes type 2 is the one that we see in overweight people. And diabetes type 3 is a newly discovered form of brain diabetes causing increased brain aging. And this is where we've really got to use nutrients and diet to change it. So we want to, again, lose weight, get back into an ideal weight range so the diabetes becomes a thing of the past. And one of the nutrients that's been used extensively for improving brain function in those that have diabetics and also improving diabetic neuropathy is alpha-lipoic acid. And alpha-lipoic acid is a really powerful antioxidant. And when we think about antioxidants, you know, think about the bumper on your car and it's rusting. Antioxidants stop that rusting. And so if we think about our brain starting to rust, antioxidants stop brain rusting. And alpha-lipoic acid is important because it also helps turn the glucose in our blood into energy in the cells, making it an important treatment for diabetics and pre-diabetics. And it's also recognized as a natural treatment for painful diabetic neuropathy in the dose of 600 milligrams or more. Alpha-lipoic acid has also been studied for post-stroke treatment. So when Joe emailed earlier on, I hope you're still listening, alpha-lipoic acid has also been used in people who've had strokes. So after you've had a stroke, to protect the brain and improve brain function and improve nerve tissue. But when we look at diabetics, they have far more inflammation going on in their brain, and this affects a cell called the microglial cell in the brain, which causes more inflammation and further more inflammation and further memory decline. So I would add alpha-lipoic acid to the acetyl-L-carnitine that I was discussing earlier, because those two together have been researched as the super brain function improving nutrients. So that would be acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid. And I would take a dose of, 100 milligrams of each up to 500 to 600 milligrams of each. So you can use quite a bit to improve function. And I suggest you take it with breakfast, with food, because that would be the best time of day. But definitely there is a connection to diabetes and memory decline. There's also a connection to things such as insomnia. They've actually found that women in particular that have chronic insomnia have much higher rates of Alzheimer's and dementia and other dementias, and just basic memory decline and brain fog. And I saw another email that I received from Candace, and she said to me that she wants to know what she can do for the terrible brain fog she's experienced since she went through menopause. And a lot of women will experience lots and lots of inflammation, meaning that they're going to also possibly get sore joints and sore muscles throughout the body, and start to see this brain fog where you feel like you've just got a big piece of cotton in your head and you can't remember anything, you can't remember your keys, and you just all of a sudden feel like you just can't recall anything. I think it's important that we always get checked at the doctor's office because, possibly there's something else medical going on. But when we look at inflammation in the brain, this also occurs in people who have had injuries to the brain, so maybe a concussion or a car accident. It's also found in those who are going through, women who are going through menopause. So the nutrients that I suggest that you look at, and you could look for BrainSmart, which is a nutrient that we have that has acetyl-L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, blueberry extract, and curcumin. And at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that in India, they virtually have no Alzheimer's disease. People, when they live a long life, they still have full mental capacity. And they believe that it has a lot to do with the types of spices that are found in the curries. And one of them in particular is turmeric, which has its active ingredient, which is curcumin. And curcumin has been shown as well to help aid those who have memory decline. So the curcumin is the yellow pigment in the curry spice turmeric. It was originally researched for Alzheimer's disease because studies found that there was a much lower incidence and prevalence of Alzheimer's in India. So researchers in one study, and I like this study, they investigated the association between curry consumption and cognitive levels in over 1,000 people between the ages of 60 and 93. They found that those who ate curry foods on a regular basis, almost daily, performed far better on cognitive function tests. So although we think about memory, cognition is, the ability to think clearly and to reason and to have better thought processes. And the process of Alzheimer's disease or memory decline, that's when your nerve cells in the brain, through inflammation, start to degrade. What they found with curcumin is it's such a powerful anti-inflammatory in the brain that can actually break down the plaques that they're finding or building up in the brain, improve memory and halt memory decline, and it is a powerful antioxidant. So I think that if you don't like curried foods, then definitely add a curcumin supplement. And we can now buy curcumin in capsules all over the place. So, or you could be like Candace, who might go looking for Brain Smart. And I would take a couple capsules at breakfast every day, which includes the curcumin, the blueberry extract, as well as the acetyl L-carnitine and the alpha lipoic acid. Another thing that I've received a couple of emails about is cataracts. And what's going on in cataracts is that we have these ages which are breaking down and causing damage in the eye. And one of the things that acetyl L-carnitine has been researched for is halting glycation, which is causing the damage in the eye, from occurring. And in one study, they found that when people took acetyl L-carnitine 1,000 milligrams a day, that they had a massive reduction in this damage in the eye that is causing cataracts by 42%. It's actually quite hard to get nutrients into the eye because the eye is such a protected area. And so acetyl L-carnitine was found to truly help people who were suffering with cataracts. Better yet, if you're listening to the show or you're going to be listening to the podcast later on, and you're going to tell your friends to listen to the podcast. So this is shows that have already been run that we have on the network and at the website at hormonehelp.com that you can tell your friends to listen to later. Why not prevent all these things? If you're a younger person and you have not started to have memory decline, cataracts, strokes, and all of these issues, let's get really proactive and solve the problem. Let's improve our brain function so that we can, you know, seriously ensure that we don't ever have to suffer any of these terrible things. I can't think of anything worse than to be a fully functioning, working, energetic human being with children and grandchildren and family members and an active life, and then to start to lose it all because you can't remember anything. I think it is the saddest situation. And the good news is we can actually reverse this. And that's what got me very excited when I started doing research into nutrients that we could use that would actually work. So in regards to Candace and all those women out there that are suffering with brain fog, there are nutrients for you, things such as acetyl L-carnitine, blueberry extract, curcumin, and alpha-lipoic acid. The other great thing about alpha-lipoic acid, which comes in two forms, it comes in the alpha form and the R-lipoic acid form, it has also been researched for beautiful skin. So some of these great antioxidants that we're going to be using for brain health can also improve our skin and get that gorgeous glow back, and alpha-lipoic acid is one of them. Beth says she's never called a show before, but she was really glad that she could email her questions. Okay, so I guess email will work for lots of people. We do like to have somebody else talk other than myself. My mom has dementia, and she's been diagnosed. She has not been diagnosed with Alzheimer's yet. She's very combative. What we'll do when we come back after the show is talk about people who are already in the stages of developing full Alzheimer's disease and having anger and emotional outbursts and being very aggressive and combative, and what we can do for them. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk to Beth again about what we can do for this combative behavior.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
So before the break, Beth had sent an email in about her mother's dementia. She hasn't been diagnosed with full-blown Alzheimer's yet, but she's very combative, angry, and super hard to control. And this is not uncommon. So when we talk about cognition, we're talking about the ability to reason and think clearly and to be able to interact in a normal, human, healthy way. And so in the case of Beth, she wants to know, they don't want to use medications. They haven't used any medications to date. The doctor wants to give the mother antidepressants, and they really don't feel good about doing that because she's not depressed. And so if we look at the things that can work quite well, now I would definitely make sure that your mom is on the nutrients that we talked about, acetyl L-carnitine, blueberry extract, curcumin, alpha-lipoic acid. You can even make sure that you add the organic coconut butter every day to her diet. Get rid of the bad fats and make sure she's eating good, healthy fats also. And, you know, for people who are elderly who are not eating what they should be eating, that's where protein shakes really come into play. And if they can't swallow pills, protein shakes are great because you can fill that protein shake up with all kinds of nutrients and they won't even know they're drinking it. One of the nutrients that we use that has excellent research and lots of research is 5-HTP. And 5-HTP is great because it has a lot of research, but it's great because it helps to raise serotonin levels, which tend to make people have less anxiety. A lot of the issues associated with Alzheimer's disease is the anxiety that the person feels leading up to the point where they can't remember anything. I mean, just think about how scary it is that you're forgetting simple, basic, everyday tasks in your life. And then you start to have, you know, fear that the people around you are doing and saying things because you can't remember what anybody is doing. So we have to have compassion for people that are losing their memories. So 5-HTP has to be taken in an enteric-coated form. I like 5-HTP that's 99% pure. Like all nutrients, we can buy them in different qualities. So look for a bottle of 5-HTP that says 99% pure and that it's enteric-coated. My favorite 5-HTP product is called Smile. And for your mom, because she's on no other medications, we would give her 1 to 200 milligrams 3 times a day. 5-HTP has to be taken on an empty stomach. So I would give it to her first thing in the morning when she wakes up, another one just before dinner in the evening, and then 1 to 200 milligrams at bedtime. The good news is it will also probably help her sleep. And a lot of people who have Alzheimer's dementia and memory decline and brain injuries do not sleep. So if that's the case, then I suggest that you also get a melatonin supplement for her. And I would start with 3 milligrams. You can go up to 9 milligrams a day. And I know Dr. Oz has been heavily promoting melatonin supplements for everyone. And I fully agree with him because of the great research that's been done in regards to cancer reductions in people who have adequate melatonin levels. So for your mom, the things we want to make sure she goes on, one would be Brain Smart, which includes the acetyl L-carnitine, the lipoic acid, the blueberry extract, and the curcumin. And the second one is Smile. You could also add some magnesium bisglycinate, which has been found to help calm down those restless nerves and to just make everything feel a bit more even for her, and really focus on diet. Monique also emailed, she wants to know what's causing all this memory decline because she knows people who live well into their 80s and have everything together. And then, of course, we have people that can't. They're at 65, 63, 62. And actually today, we are even seeing a large percentage of those with Alzheimer's under the age of 65, which is shocking. And in the U.S., one of the latest studies found that in 2012, so this year, the American Alzheimer's Society believes that $200 billion will be spent on treating Alzheimer's patients, and that this is going to literally bankrupt the American medical system. I thought it was already bankrupt, and I think our Canadian medical system is in pretty bad shape as well. But absolutely, caring for this many people who are going to need long-term care and chronic constant care is going to bankrupt our system. So we truly need to get active and start to take nutrients and really take control of our life. And if you have a family member, we also find that Alzheimer's tends to run in families from mothers to daughters. So if you have a mother who's already developed memory decline, Alzheimer's, and is having the symptoms, you need to get on a program today to prevent this disease. But the things that are causing us to have memory decline are our diets. And I know it's a boring subject. Nobody really wants to listen to it. And when I first started giving public talks, I used to talk about all the great research between good, healthy foods and how we could change diseases by eating better, and people would fall asleep. But the bottom line is we need to eat more vegetables, good, clean sources of protein, good, healthy fats. And that is key when we're talking about brain function. Get rid of all this fruit juice and processed foods and white sugar, white flour, white rice, white bread, white pasta. We need to stop eating them, and we need to make our plate full of colorful, dark-colored vegetables. If you're going to have fruits, it should be berries because they don't disrupt your blood sugar as badly as other fruits do, and in moderation. So if you're overweight or have diabetes, I suggest that you limit fruit to one serving a day and probably eat it before your dinner, not at the end of dinner. So when we look at memory decline, insomnia is associated with it. So chronic insomnia is an associated risk factor for developing memory decline and Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, as well as smoking, which of course nobody should be smoking these days. And the sad fact is we have teenagers that are smoking in record numbers. We need to do something about that. Fats are an important factor. We need nutrients because we're nutrient deficient. I mean, the bottom line is we have to eat 7 to 10 half-cup servings of vegetables a day just to get your basic vitamins and minerals. If you are not eating 7 to 10 half-cup servings of vegetables a day, then you have to take a multivitamin with minerals, and our brain needs nutrients. It absolutely has to have nutrients or it doesn't function well, and we need to do something about our diabetes rates because they are going to have a huge impact on the amount of Alzheimer's and dementia that we have in the future. Jess has emailed again. He said, how do I get my mom to go to the doctor's office? Well, that's a big problem, especially if you have a combative patient who doesn't want to leave the house and thinks they're perfectly fine. Sometimes we have to get very, very creative at getting family members to go to the doctor's office. He's really worried because she hasn't had any tests done at a doctor's office in years and years. He says like over a decade, and she's got some health issues, and the doctor keeps prescribing medications for her, even though the doctor has never been able to get a blood test out of her. So get your mom to listen to the podcast. She needs to go and have tests done. She needs to have blood tests done. She needs to have simple evaluations. We should go at least once a year and have things like our thyroid checked, have our blood sugar and insulin tested, have a CRP. This stands for C-reactive protein. And I've talked about this before in regards to heart health, but we know C-reactive protein tells us if we have too much inflammation going on in the body. It would be a good indicator for things like macular degeneration, diabetes, brain inflammation. And so have a CRP test. The test we have for CRP is called a highly specific CRP. So it's HS-CRP. Have your cholesterol checked. We should do these things once a year. Go and have some simple blood tests done. Ultimately, we've got to stay thin. That's the key. Samantha wants to know if there's a connection to thyroid disease. She says, you know, I've listened to you talk in the past about thyroid disease and how it is a complete epidemic. Well, the northern U.S. states and Canada have an epidemic of low thyroid, and your thyroid is the master conductor of all of your hormones. It tells every system in the body what to do. And when we look at brain function, your thyroid determines if you're going to be happy, sad, depressed. It's going to determine the hormones in the brain. So if you have low thyroid, yes, absolutely, there is going to be a connection to optimal brain health. And that's why I recommend people go and have a thyroid test. You never let your doctor tell you that your tests are normal. You want to get a copy of your blood and urine tests every single time that you have them done. Put it in your home health file. But you need to read your thyroid test numbers. So I've done an entire show. I think the first show we did was all about hormones, and I had a huge section on thyroid disease. But you need to have a TSH that is below 2. So if your TSH is 3.9, 4.7, 5.4, we need to get it below 2 so that you have optimal brain function. And it's important because the thyroid determines your heart rate, so heartbeat, heart function. And we know that people who have low thyroid that is not treated long term will end up with enlarged heart, leading to congestive heart failure. Your thyroid also determines your weight gain and weight loss. So if you're overweight, which is a risk factor for developing a memory decline, because you could be that person who develops the diabetes type 3 in the brain, then we need to get that thyroid working properly so weight loss is easier and so that you can optimally function well into your 80s, 90s, and 100s. And I know that in the New York Times that last weekend they had a fabulous article on people living in Italy who are living well into their late 90s and early 100s and with full mental capacity, so full brain function, working every day. The interesting thing is they all ate a simple diet of vegetables and good healthy fats from extra virgin olive oil. They had naps in the afternoon. They had a less stressful lifestyle. They actually drank wine every single day, and they did not consume a lot of processed food. So that was a great article about how that population is living well into their 90s and 100s with full mental capacity. When we come back after the break, we'll deal with Kim, who's had a car accident, a serious whiplash, and talk about kids who've also had brain injuries due to concussions.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community.
Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to asklorna@hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
So before the break, I was talking about talking with Beth and Monique and Jess. We now have Joey. She's pregnant. She's not feeling very well. The doctors want to put her on antidepressants, but she just read that there might be a connection to autism and depression and antidepressant medication. So she wants to know my thoughts on this. And yes, it was some interesting work that's come out showing that in moms who were pregnant with serious depression who were on antidepressant medications, that there could be a possible link to the situation where people could develop autism in the children. And I don't think the link has been proven yet. I think that probably what we'll find is that in some people there will be a susceptibility. We'll never prove a direct link between antidepressants and autism in the children of the mothers who were pregnant while they took them. I think there's lots of problems with antidepressants. That's just not one of them. One of them is tremendous weight gain, which is another big issue. The second one is increased risk of breast cancer, which I wrote about in one of my newsletters. So I recommend people go up to the website at hormonehelp.com and read the newsletters as well, because that's where I can get into the meat of the research that's being done out there showing that some of these drugs are quite harmful. The other thing is, we have great natural remedies that have excellent clinical research, and so we don't need to take all of these drugs. Unless someone is suicidally depressed, we should not be using antidepressants. We should be using things like enteric-coated 99% pure 5-HTP like we find in Smile. We should be using magnesium bisglycinate. Dr. George Eby, a famous magnesium researcher, believes that all of the anxiety, depression, mania, panic attacks, bipolar disorder that we're seeing in people today is due to the fact that 80% of the population is magnesium deficient. And considering that magnesium is so fantastic for pregnant women because it stops preeclampsia, I suggest, and Smile would be something that you could take while you were pregnant, is that you take something like magnesium bisglycinate and Smile instead of antidepressants. And if you're a woman listening and you've had a previous baby and you develop terrible postpartum depression, you might want to talk to your doctor about going on 5-HTP and magnesium bisglycinate as well as a preventive so that it doesn't happen to you after you have your baby. The other thing we should be fully aware of is that low thyroid, which is very common in pregnant women, and so you want to have a TSH that is below 2, and that's very important. You want to ask the question. We know that low thyroid in pregnant women is the leading reason for depression and postpartum depression. So go back and get that thyroid checked and ask for that number. It has to be below 2, and if it's above 2, then I suggest that you really encourage your doctor to give you low-dose thyroid medication and also take things such as the magnesium bisglycinate, which is safe during pregnancy, and the 99% pure enteric-coated 5-HTP. 5-HTP that is not enteric-coated has basically no effect because your stomach acid breaks it down. So hopefully that will help you, Joey, and I also recommend you go up to our Ask Lorna button on the website at www.hormonehelp. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com, and ask questions there as you go through your pregnancy. Kim emailed that she had a car accident and suffered a serious whiplash, and ever since she can't remember things. She says, I just can't think clearly. I have this terrible brain fog. I'm also in pain. And one of the interesting things about chronic pain is it actually reroutes neural networks in the body. And that can cause all kinds of brain fog and memory decline. So if you're somebody out there who's had been in a rear ender or a serious car accident and you're really suffering with your cognitive abilities after the fact, I suggest that you start taking the nutrients like acetyl L-carnitine, blueberry extract, curcumin, and alpha lipoic acid, and start taking them today, because we can regenerate neural networks. And that's really an exciting field of medicine right now, where they're finding that things like acetyl L-carnitine and alpha lipoic acid can actually regenerate those neural networks in the body. We also had an email about kids who've had concussions at school and in sports, and lots of sports injuries. And when we look at these children that have had concussions, this is another very serious concern, because long term, we've seen what happens to boxers when they repeatedly have continual brain injuries where their brain is being bounced around inside their head. And so this is where, if you've got a child who's in sports, they have to wear protective gear. That's important. And if they continue to get recurring concussions, they may have to look at another sport, because long term, this is too dangerous. Those kids should definitely be on protein shakes with the coconut oil in them, as well as taking the nutrients that I've been talking about through the entire show. The other great news is they've actually studied students, university students, pre and post doing tests. And they had them do take acetyl L-carnitine and alpha lipoic acid, and their test scores improved. PS and GPC have also been found to improve test scores in people as well. So when we look at the ways that we can improve our memory and our brain function, we can do it with nutrients. And when I was in university, I was fortunate to have met a famous author, John Morgenthaler, who had written a book called Smart Drugs and Nutrients. And this was years and years back. And I actually used some of those smart drugs and nutrients with great success to get very high marks on tests at school. So we can use nutrients to improve our brain function. And I believe it should be part of our daily program to prevent Alzheimer's dementia and to live a long, healthy life until our late 90s and early 100s with full mental capacity. There's so much research right now on coconut oil and Alzheimer's. And so when we look at originally, and I had someone email me saying, I thought coconut butter was bad. I thought all coconut and palm oils were bad. Well, way back in the 80s and the 70s, the promoters of margarine went out there and really stated that coconut oil was a bad fat, but it's a medium chain triglyceride. It has the ability to have a profound effect on people with Alzheimer's, epilepsy, and other brain disorders. So get yourself some coconut butter. It is fantastic on popcorn. You'll never want to use butter again. And also, I have an email, a quick email here from Jim regarding multiple sclerosis. He says, I have MS. And I want you to suggest what I should do, because I have the relapsing and remitting form of MS. I'm sitting on a wait list to have my to have the new treatment done, the Zamboni treatment. The drugs I've taken haven't worked, and I've had this decline over the years, and I know there's got to be something better. Dr. Paris Kidd, at his website, it's a great place to go and check out his MS report, which I think is the most comprehensive report on multiple sclerosis. So look up Paris Kidd. He's a PhD. And in his report, he talks about using high-dose vitamin D. So we want to use 5,000 milligrams and up if you have multiple sclerosis. And then using all the brain nutrients that we've been talking about, GPC, PS, acetyl L-carnitine, blueberry, curcumin, alpha lipoic acid. You want to get the brain to function better. And when we look at foods, all of the foods I've talked about earlier, lots and lots of dark colored vegetables, organic coconut butter. Next week, I'm going to be talking about the immune system. We're almost finished the show for the day. So come back, listen to what we can do to balance our immune system and why boosting the immune system is very, very bad for us and how we can make it through this cold and flu season. A lot of the flu vaccines have been recalled, are not available, and a lot of over-the-counter medications for cold and flu have also been recalled and out of stock for months and months. So I'm going to tell you how you can get through this winter's cold and flu season using natural remedies and also to prevent all the other immune problems.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
And I feel nice. I feel the response. I feel nice. I feel the response.